I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced a deal to return hostages held by Hamas in the Gaza Strip has been reached, clearing a hurdle toward a ceasefire aimed at ending the 15-month war between the two sides. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The announcement on Friday came a day after Netanyahu's office said there were last-minute snags in talks to free hostages in return for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of Palestinian prisoners. Netanyahu said he will convene his security cabinet later on Friday and then the government to approve the agreement. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel's security cabinet met Friday and approved the deal. The full Israeli cabinet is due to meet later Friday to give final approval before the ceasefire goes into effect sometime this weekend. U.S. President Joe Biden and key mediator Qatar announced the deal Wednesday after months of start-and-stop negotiations. Los Angeles area homeowners evacuated from their neighborhoods will have to wait to return to check on their fire-damaged properties. Authorities said Thursday teams must first assess the threat of potentially toxic ash and debris left by the blazes. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Crews are slowly making progress containing the fires. L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney says it's still not safe to go back.
The repopulation of residents in the evacuation order areas will not occur for at least one more week.
Hazardous materials teams and cadaver dogs are combing the areas block by block. Some people have gone back. Enrique Balcazar in Altadena could not believe what he saw.
Every house is burnt down on my block. Except for my house.
Balcazar says the garage door burned a bit, but the garage didn't burn. I'm Ed Donahue.
Los Angeles County Public Works Director Mark Pastrella said many areas are unsafe with properties full of sediment, debris, silt, and hazardous materials. This is VOA News.